state laws have to be followed, right? Like, we're not, you know, so that, I mean, the contract has to be in compliance with state law, or state law will supersede that, right?
Right, so what,
right, you know, and people have been utilizing phased retirement as written previously, so you would, the assumption would be that we've either been out of compliance with state law, yeah, or that it's currently in its current, yeah, structure.
So there's no exception in the law for phased retirement. Phased retirement people are complying with the law, however that's applied, and that might mean research or teaching.
Yeah, so I would
understand.
Yeah, that's how I would understand it.
But. All right, so let me go back in the caucus with Daniel for a minute. And one of the, I don't think I'm going to be able to get the offset, the research, I mean, the legislative.
Yeah, the 1% offset.
Today.
Yeah,
okay,
that's fine.
What we
have, real quickly before you caucus, I just kind of went back through our stuff. We have, that's the 26 as it was with the benefits the last time. This is the one with the raising 63 to 65 and that language. And we've printed up a salary article. You guys might have printed up one that matches what you guys have said as well. Let's see if this is the right one. But essentially, I mean, if you guys aren't able to do that 1%, we would be able to sign off on 26 as it's written there, with just raising it from 63 to 65 in that state language at the bottom, and then the salary article as you guys articulated without that 1%, sign off on those two, and then everything else is status quo except for what we've already TA'd.
Okay.
So that seems like a pretty clear path forward.
Okay, yeah. I have language for
25.
For 25 for the bonus, and you have language for the COLA.
Right, yeah. I mean, we have one that has a 25 that we have printed up if needed that has, as you guys have articulated it.
Okay, good.
I just can't find where I put it right now.
To be clear, we have language that is
based on the prior year's language.
Yes, yeah.
So we've got the COLA and we've got y'all's proposal, but not the 1% for the associates. Is that correct?
Yeah, so this is the one, I think. So this shows what's new is, oh, okay, but the one thing that we don't have in here is the specific date of the distribution of the bonus. We still have language that says 2 weeks after ratification.
Right. I think our language is probably closer to what needs to happen, unless you see something wrong with the language that they had proposed when we brought the bonus up. I know that certain things have to happen in certain dates.
Yeah. Yeah, that language is fine. The one thing that was missing in that previous proposal was the additional COLA for 2019-2020.
Okay.
So you would need to have your previous 25, Article 25 proposal, but then add in the additional COLA increase. So that wasn't included in your original, in your previous proposal. So it would be what you guys put forward last time, plus adding in the COLA for 2019.
It's the COLA in that.
Yeah, it's the same.
That part out.
Let's see. But it might not match the specific numbers.
All you're changing is the year.
Yeah, all on 25.3, we've just up, because that's the previous one. I busted my finger, that's why it's black. I'm not painting my finger, it's black, I promise. That's the one that we just updated that previous language to reflect the future year.
All right.
So that's the part that would be missing from your previous proposal.
All right, well, let's go back to the caucus.
Yeah. On that 25, Mike, it's missing, though. The one difference on the bonus, we still have that old language of 2 years after ratification. Rather than the specific date for the bonus that's going on. So that's not one on that 25 that we'd want to probably sign if you want to retain that specific date that you guys put forward.
Okay.
Okay, so, could we take what you have and merge that into it? Why don't you take a look at that? Because that was what we had put on the table for the bonus. Well, we're not saying bonus. It's a one-time non-recurring wage action. That is not a bonus.
Okay. Okay.
By the way, I believe, much like Al Gore invented the internet, that I came up with the phrase one-time non-recurring wage action. I think I did come up with that phrase. I should have copied.
Have you been compensated the way in which Al Gore was for inventing the
No, internet? I have not. I should at least have like a footnote.
Yeah.
Says.
Is it redundant to say one-time non-recurring? Aren't those mutually exclusive terms?
Do you need both? We just wanted to be sure it's one-time non-recurring.
Okay.
So it never happens again.
Okay.
Unless it does.
And that's different than a one-time non-recurring, non-repeating.
Non-repeating.
Yeah. Terminating. Yes.
Singular.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Insular. Yeah, I mean, that bonus, that language for the bonus looks fine. It would just basically be this bonus plus the COLA in 2019.
So we could just probably strike out the section in your salary article and just say, see this, and then merge them? Or do you want to go back and have somebody merge them?
I mean, the thing that's frustrating about being in this room is you don't have access to printers.
Right.
Right. I mean, now we can fix, I have my computer, I can go over, we can take a caucus and go print up, I can go print up clean copies of this. Essentially, yeah, I can, I mean.
That would be the only.
So you need 25.3C to be included, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In you guys need 25.3C to be included in yours.
Well, and we don't pick up 25.5, right?
Which one's 25.5?
The 1% salary.
Right. Yeah. That's all. Yeah, you don't pick that one up.
And then everything else stays the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you asking? Can we do this like an actual contract, or we do changes and initial, and then merge them at a future date?
Why don't we just stick 25.2 into this document here? And the rest of this still applies because you made the changes in the numbers.
I'm just saying we could today at the table. Mm-hmm. Note that on this.
Cross that.
Yeah.
Cross it out.
All
right.
And then would the process be, if y'all print it up, have John review it one final time to make sure it comports, and then we sign, then you sign, something like that to get it done?
This salary and the other thing, Daniel, I'm sorry.
Are you with me? I think I understand. We're just trying to get this in terms of operation. Like, how do we get this done?
Okay.
Right.
We could sign a cleaned up version, but today, for the purpose of this moment, we could just
do like a markup.
Markup
and sign. Sure.
You got to clean up.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we'll let you all clean it up, and then let John review. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. So essentially, we would be striking.
You guys were.
This would be replaced on arrow.
Yeah,
with that. And then the only other things that we have here, so this is 2019, 2020, right? We've just updated those dates.
Right. That's good. Then the 1% comes out.
And then just double
because
sure.
The 1%. When we do, when we send up a ratification, it's going to have to be the whole article anyway.
Yes. Just like a typical contract, we each party we strike, and
so
then
we
initial.
Would want to show something struck.
Right.
We would want to show it clean.
Correct.
Yeah.
But today you just want to strike it, initial it.
Right.
And
with the understanding at the table that we will create a clean copy that mirrors this, which we will then distribute.
Yeah, of course.
And see what I think what's Okay. That way we can.
Okay.
That way you can start moving toward ratification when we get a clean copy, and we can. We can tell our people that we have an agreement so they can start working the processes of getting the money in place.
Just like a typical real estate transaction.
You have two copies of this 25 that's like this? You should have two copies. I think I have two copies of that, of our 25.
Okay.
Let me make sure this is the correct one with out the 1% in there. I think we've all been negotiating enough that we have a pretty good sense of what other teams are going to put forward. we already have that one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So this all.
Why don't you work on that, and then I'm going to step out with Daniel, and then we'll come back and see if we can resolve.
Okay. I'll just double check all this to make it on our end that it.
But the other one that's 26, we need to look at. Have. But you just gave it to me.
I handed you guys are two copies of 26.
Did you pick those up, Dan?
Yeah, I might have.
I think you picked the 26.
That's yours.
It's not mine.